Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Samach Vav, as we continue in the seventh parak here of Maseches Trumas, and we are actually in the middle of a conversation. The Gemara just made a comment that the question that was asked earlier is only within Reish Lakish, and the Gemara is about to quote an argument based on that. What was the question that we dealt with? Again, within the sugyas of Kimle B'Derabim, the Gemara asked that according to the Shitas that say Kares is Poter Mamon, like according to Reb Nechunya ben Akana and Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, who we both had on the bottom of Samachem and Aleph, but that was, they're known as the Shitas that say Kares is Poter Mamon too, not just Chayvim Mises Bezdin, but Kares is also Poter Mamon. So according to them, would Kares be Poter Malkus too? That was the question. Kares is poter mamon. Would Kares be poter malchus? So that was according to those shitas that Kares is poter. So the Gemara says, of course it would be. The Gemara notes that Rabbi Yonah said, I don't know why they didn't bring the brisa from Rosh Hashanah, which says beferish, that it would poter malchus. Okay, why didn't it answer that? Good kasha. But then the Gemara just notes that this whole question is only according to Reish Lakish. I'm sorry, it's only according to, as the Gemara says, I read the Lashon. Matzrichan Leker Shimon Lach, only according to Reish Lakish, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it for sure would not be a question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if Malkus, right, the case of Osoves Benon Avodah Zarah is brought up, according to Rabbi Yochanan, for sure you would get Malkus. So the only question is according to Reish Lakish. So the Gemara now says, and then we'll get back to talking about it, but the Gemara now says on the top of Samach Vav and Aleph, no, maybe it could even be a question within Rabbi Yochanan. And again, we skipped a line in the Girsa on yesterday's daf on Samach Hayam Beis, and now we're going to put it back in. Right, the line said, and it's in the Girsa here of the Mara Folda on top, Hachi Garcinan, Amr Lei, the Af Rabbi Yochanan Sricha Lei. No, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it could be a question. Why? Why would the, didn't we say the case of if somebody does the Isra of Osoves Beno, L'shem Avodah Zarah, so there, if Rabbi Yochanan said that if you're only warned L'shem Osoves Beno, you would get Malkus. So for sure, you would get Malkus in our case. In that case, with his Misa possible, you would get Malkus. So surely, if his Kares possible, you would get Malkus. So why would it even be a question? The Gemara says, no, maybe that case is different. Hacha shnei dvarim. Hacha davar echad. The case of Osoves Beno and Avodah Zarah, that is two different Averis. So there you can say Rabbi Yochanan says for sure that you would get Malkus. It's two different Averis. Masha'enkein, our question is within the same Avera. Within the same Avera, would you, if there's a Chi of Kares, would you poter the Malkus? So that's still a question. So the Gemara just notes that could even be a question for Rabbi Yochanan. Look in the Mara fold, huh? Dilma. Hadam Rabbi Yochanan Hasam dechayiv, that which Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv in the case where you're warned only for Osoves Beno, but not for Avodah Zarah, mishum dechayiv le kishnei dvarim. It's two different averis. Malkus mishum Osoves Beno, umisa mishum Avodah Zarah. Aval kan karesu malkus al isarechadim. But here the question we're asking with is within one avera. Efshar desfir le Rabbi Yochanan. It's possible. Decreases patro. The Krisis potters it. Kamosha ain't Misa Umalkas with Davar Echad. Ain't Karis Umalkas with Davar Echad. So the question could even be asked within Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe one thought on Osoves Beno and one thought on Avodah Zarah. Osoves Beno, I always like to quote the thought of the Aznayim Latara, Rav Sirotskin, on this detail. You think this isn't such an exciting Avera. It's just an Avera. You can't check the mother and the offspring. On the same day. And Rashi points out from the Gemara Maseches Chulin, it could be in either order. It doesn't matter which you shef first. It's a whole perek. Perek Osoves Beno. So the Aznayim LaTorah says, Me'es Hashem Ha'isa Asharasu. This Avera comes from Hashem. Niflesi Beinenu. It's an amazing Avera. Why? She'icha Ishachad Mi B'nei Yisrael. Asa Davar Hamutter Behechlet. Right, a Jew does something that's totally mutter. Shachat pari, shechs a cow. V'al kol ha'eda hutal al yado al yideze iser lishcho boso yom esbena. One Jew in one small town somewhere in one shtetl shechs an animal, and that affects the entire world. That limits the entire world's behavior. V'im shachat v'hisru bo hariyuloke. And if somebody does shecht a child, and they're warned about it, they get malchus because of what the first guy did. Umalohem lekolish Yisrael ulishchitas oshel arishon. What do I care about what he did? She yilku b'shul maseyu. I'm going to get malchus because of what the other guy did. Davar ze melamed osanu. They teaches us she yesh ba'am Yisrael shaychus nifla bein Reb Yisrael lekol Yisrael ulahefech. There's a connection between every individual Jew and everyone else. Bein aprad elaklal ulahefech. Shayachas kezos she'inana b'shar ha'umos, that does not exist by other nations. Somebody does one thing and it affects the whole nation. It affects the Isurim. La'am ha'Torah shekibel ha'atzmam zatafka lios more la'goyim. We accept it to be teachers. Neshama achas klolos l'kol Yisrael. There's one neshama. Rak ha'gufim nifradim. We are one neshama, just the bodies are separated. Mikan b'nei shebnei Yisrael ha'revim zelazeh klapi shmaya. Mikan ha'netia b'umos ha'olam l'galgal chet ha'yachet shebnei Yisrael ha'klal kulo. The goyim know this. And that's why the goyim, if one Jew does something wrong, the whole nation is guilty. The whole thing, they've been blaming us for thousands of years using this attitude. Vim echad miYisrael shachad oso, asa yidei zera roshem al nishmas kol Yisrael l'chol prateha. It affects all the Jews. Va'aleim lihimana mitame achzarias milishchot boso yom espino. Amazing. That's the Azayim LaTorah, what he gets out of the Isra of oso v'espino. And one thought related to Avodah Zarah. Once we're talking about the Brisa that you did both. Avodah Zarah, Meshech Chachma, Parshas Yisro, where the Meshech Chachma points out that the Rambam counts four lavim based on the second dibur. Right? We know there are Aseres HaDibros, 10 dibros, but according to the Rambam, they're not 10 mitzvahs. The second dibur has four losases, losasa l'chafesel, losishtachav elohem, velosavdeim. Right, lo yielacha. First, lo yielacha, lo sas lacha, fesal, lo seshaklam, lo sadim. Four separate lo sases. Ubeemes ki dvar of mukhron become makoes bezukas hashas. And pashtus says the Meshech Chachma, it's mukhrach that that's true. Ulama Ramban heishiv, but the Meshech Chachma goes to Ramban. But if it's true, one second. But we know Chazal tell us that Bnei Yisrael heard directly from Hashem the first two dibros. The first two dibros according to the Rambam is five mitzvahs. Then one anochi Hashem lokecha, and then four, five. But what does it say at the end of Makkos? What's the source for Taryag Mitzvahs? Right, 611 we heard from Moshe, and 2 we heard straight from Hashem. Right, Torah Tzivalon Moshe, Torah's Gematria 611, plus 2 straight from Hashem, that makes 613. But according to the Rambam, asked the Ramban, right, we heard 5 from Hashem. So we only should be 608 that we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'kfar bira chachamim sheshamim b'boshe Torah, tainu taryah, 611. V'shtaymi p'yek vura. V'arav kosev zeh kamapamim v'no nizkar. Right, and the Ramban notes this. U'pirish dvarav, dilu mala nomar sezer esad dibros, hainu tuchal mitzvah merubah avodah zarah achas hema. If you count all avodah zarah as one, fine. But if you darshan that Torah, we have a problem. We have a problem. So again, how could it be that they heard 2 from Hashem? They heard 5 from Hashem. Because the second losaseh, the second dibur, has 4. So says the Meshech Chachma, Ulam, Chalila l'Rabbeinu, she'ya'alim mimenu ma'amar ha'shagar b'fif. Right, the Rambam didn't forget. The Rambam knew this ma'amar chazal. Rak Rabbeinu azil b'shitaso b'sifro ha'mori. He says, it's the Rambam l'shitaso in the Mar Nevuchim. B'bir aruch muchrach mikol shitas rabbasinu ba'al ha'talmud, as it must be. When it says that Bnei Yisrael heard the Dibros, it doesn't really mean that he heard the Dibros. They didn't hear Hashem talking to them. They experienced a divine revelation. The Yisrael lo shamu rakol Elokim bilvad. Velo prate advarim. They didn't hear any words from Hashem. They heard a sound, they heard a voice, whatever that means. Upirish anochi v'lo yia v'pi ha'gvura shmanum hainu mitzad gvuras hamofes. No, they believed that there's only one Hashem, and they believed that there's nothing else. That's the experience they had. Kishnei shirashim elu mitzias Hashem yisbarach v'heyoso echad amnam yusku b'mofes b'iyun enoshi v'chol mashe yodea b'mofes mishpat anavi bo u'mishpat kol mashe yodeu shaveh. So he said they didn't hear any words. So when it says they heard 2 things from Hashem, it means they just experienced Hashem, and they knew, anochi v'lo yilecha. Then Moshe Rabbeinu gave them everything, gave them all the mitzvahs, including the Aseres HaDibros, including all of them. So all the details they got from Moshe Rabbeinu. But it was the experience that they heard the call of Hashem. And then he quotes, Hare Mehera Sar Meito Kushias HaRamban. So obviously the Ramban's kasha falls away. Ki Darko Nisgava. The Rambam is amazing. Ki Kvar Marti Ki Divar Rabbeinu B'kol Sfarav B'yad HaChazaka B'mor B'pirsha Mishnayas Ruach Achas Bahem. Says the Meshech Chachma, I have discussed this before, that all the Yesodos of the Rambam, you got to put all the Rambams together. Right? You have to have Achdos in the Rambam. There aren't 3, there's 1. There's 1, and that's the Meshech Chachma about Avodah Zarah. So that is one thought about Osav Espino, and one thought about Avodah Zarah. Maybe we'll get to another Meshech Chachma if we have time, a little bit later. Okay, we... Continue now. Continue in the Gemara. Al Daite. Al Daite, second, top line now. Al Daite, the Shem and Lakish. So getting back to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, again, if you're Chayiv, if there's a Maisa that's Machayiv Malkus, so that even if you're not going to get Malkus, because let's say there was no Asra, it's going to pat to the Mammon. So he asked the Gemara, Ma ben Ilin Tanoi Lilin Rabbanin. What's the difference between these rabbis and those rabbis? What rabbis are we talking about? So this is a classic line in the Yerushalmi. I have no idea what's going on without the Mefarshim. Which rabbis are we talking about? So explains the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, explains the other Mefarshim earlier. We had rabbis from yesterday that we were just talking about. Nechuri ben Akane, Rav Shimon ben Asiya. What do they say? Kimle applies by Chayvei Krisus. By, if there's a Chiyav Kares, that Pater's Mammon. But we know that there are other rabbis, the Mishnayis, the first Mishnah in the third parak of Makos, Elu Heina Lokin, we list off cases where you're going to get Malkus, and Malkus Pater's Mammon too. Right? Milka Laki Mammon Ala Mishale. So what's the difference? Because add in one line, every Chiyav Kares we pass can also get Hazachi of Malkus. Every Chiyav Kares has a Chiyav Malkus. So what's the difference between the Shitas that say, oh, Kares is Poter Mammon, and the Shitas that say Malkus is Poter Mammon? It's the same Shita, because Kares is always Malkus, and Malkus is Poter Mammon. So what's the difference between those rabbis and those rabbis? Right, Rabbi Chuyim ben Akana, Rabbi Shimon ben Asiya, you can look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he fleshes this out. My Ika ben Hani Tanoi, the Svira Lahu, what's the difference between the rabbis, the Tanam that hold, the Chayvei Krisus Petur Mitashlumin, the Rabbanon de Pligi Alayu, the Chayvei Kares Pater Mitashlumin, we don't paskin that. Right? So we paskin that Chayvei Malkus are Poter from Tashlumin. So isn't that the same Shita? The Hagam L'Rabbanon Petur Mitashlumin. Right, even according to the Rabbanan, who don't say that Karis is Poter Malkus, they would say it in every case. Dari kol Krisus yish ima azhara. Umishum lav sheba peturin. And because of the Malkus, they're going to be Poter anyway. So, what's the difference? So, Bishlama, he skips down. Bishlama, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a question. Because if there was no Hasra, then Rabbi Yochanan says, you're going to have to pay. Malkus and Mammon, if you're not going to get Malkus, then you're going to have to pay Mammon, right? And we saw the Reb Chaim a couple of days ago, because that's not a din of Hafkas HaMaisa, that's just a din of Bezdin, not inflicting two onshim. And therefore, in that case, you would say the Malkus is Poter, the Mammon, only when you have the Malkus. If you don't have the Malkus, then you're going to get Mammon. So Rabbi Yochanan would say that's an Afkamina, because if you're not going to get Malkus, there's still a Chiyav Kares, but there is Mammon. But according to Rish Lakish, you're Poter from both. So what's the difference between the rabbis that say Karis is Poter Mammon and the rabbis that say Malkus is Poter Mammon? So the Gemara says, you got to come up with a case where there's a Lav and there's no Karis. Because then, the Lav and Velo Lakrisus. Because in that case, the Gemara is going to explicate, in that case, there's no Ptur of Karis, but there's only a Ptur of Malkus. And then the Malkus and the Mammon is different, Shita, than the Karis. Right? Those Tanoim do not hold that Chayvi Malkus are Pater from Tashlumin, like Rabbi Meir, Lokim Mishalim. Ubalav Sheimbo Krisis Pligi. So basically, the Machlokas is about a Lav Sheimbo Krisis. According to Rabbanan, they'd be Pater, and according to those Tanon, they'd be Chayiv, because the Rabbanan and Akana don't hold that Malkus is always Poter Mammon, Krisis is always Poter Mammon. But if you don't have a Chayiv Karis, then you wouldn't be good. So what's the case? What's an example of a Lav? So Gemara could have quoted many Lavim. But Amar Yudin, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, do Amar Rabbi Meir. Reb Shimon ben Lakish would say those Tanoim, Reb Chuni ben Akan, Reb Shimon ben Asi, hold like Rabbi Meir, do Amar Lokum Mishalim. Right, so according to those Tanoim, if there's no Chiyav Karis, if there's only a Chiyav Malkus, they would pay money too. That's the Nafkamina. What's an example? Amar Rabbi Chananya, HaMetzes Gedisho Shachadeiro B'Yantif B'Neihon. If somebody does a Malacha of Yantif, right, Malachas Yantif. Malachas Shabbos is Karis and Misa. Malachas Yom Kippur we saw is Karis. Malachas Yantif is a Lo Sase. So if somebody is Matzes Kedusha Chaver Yantif, somebody damages, lights a fire on Yantif, so he's Chayev for Yantif and he's Chayev for Hezek of his friend. So Ilan Tanoi Sovereign Meimar Holvein Bohem Karis Meshalim. So according to Rechim Yekanev Rechim Nazi, there's no Karis here. It's a question of Malkus and Mammon, so they hold like Rabbi Meir. Malkus and Mammon is Chayev. V'ilin Rabban and Savrin, but the other rabbis, the rabbis, the Tanoim of the third parak of Maseches Makos, Savrin Meimar Hol. V'yesh Makos, Eina Mishalim. Right, if there's Makos, one wouldn't pay. Stop there for a moment. So we know that the, again, Rov Tanoim hold that whenever there's a Chiyav Karis, there's a Chiyav Malkus as well. This was very important in historically in the 1500s, because we know there were a number of Anusei Svarad, a number of the Jews that were forced out of Spain by the expulsion, And many of them were Muranos, and they, on the outside, did Avodah Zarah. On the outside, did Avodah Zarah, because they didn't want to be killed. And on the inside, they kept being Jewish, but they were not sure, and they were nervous. They were nervous that they were Chayiv Karis. And therefore, they wanted to figure out a way to get rid of their Chayiv Karis. How can you get rid of your Chayiv Karis? So Gemara says, if you get Malkus and Bezdin, you're Niftar from the Karis. So how do you get Malkus and Bezdin? You need a real Bezdin. A Bezdin of Smuchin. Bezdin of Smuchin could only be, only they could give Malkus. If somebody just whips themselves, that doesn't have the status of Malkus. So how do you get a Bezdin of Smuchin? That's why they went to the Rambam. The Rambam, they went based on the Rambam. Based on the Rambam. They went to the Beis Yosef for the Rambam, right? With the whole controversy in the 1500s of the renewing smicha, because the Rambam has a sheet in the fourth parak of Hilchas Sanhedrin that if all the rabbis of the generation, most of the rabbis of the generation agree that one person should get smicha, they could give him smicha. Even though he's not a samach mipi samach, all the way going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, even though that's what we thought you would need, a somech and a nismach, as it's described in Masechet Sanhedrin, the Rambam said, no, there's another way that you could renew the smicha. If all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael get together. Nirin li advarim, says the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. Nirin li advarim, shim hiskimu kol hachachamim sheb Eretz Yisrael. If all the rabbis of the Eretz Yisrael, right, because Eretz Yisrael is the center, This is what, add this to the list of the halachas that do not have to do with mitzvot as liyas baaretz, but are limited to Eretz Yisrael. So if all the rabbis get together and agree, limnos dayanim v'lismochosan hari elu smuchin v'yesh lem ladun dinin knasos yesh lem lismoch la'acherim, and they can give smicha. Why was it such a tragedy when the smicha ended, when the final last people were killed? Kedishli yivalu dinin knasos v'Yisrael. Because can you get all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael together to agree on something? Lafishi Yisrael Mufuzarin, V'yafshar Shiyaskimu Kulan, V'mayasham Samach Mipi Samach Yino Tzarech Das Kulan. If you have a Samach going back, then he can just give Smicha himself. You don't need everybody. And then he says, V'adavar Tzarech Echra. Those last three words. So what does that mean, V'adavar Tzarech Echra? Does that mean, I'm not so sure about this? Or, you know, what's he referring to? So that's the Shiloh. So they came to the Beis Yosef. That's why in Sfat, so a controversy, and they gave smicha to the Beis Yosef. The problem is that the Rabbanei Yerushalayim were not into it. Who says we pass on like the Rambam? And even if we pass on like the Rambam, who says the Rambam himself says it? Because those last three words, maybe the Rambam himself is saying, I'm not sure. Even though near Ali, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. And then the Radvaz writes on the Rambam, V'arachok be'enai sheyesh b'dor hazeh misheroi lahoris b'chol ha'Torah kula. The Radvaz is saying that 500 years ago. Oh my goodness. I don't know if there's anybody in this generation who could reach that level. Umi tein ve'eda shaharei aliyo ba'al lefnei Mashiach and b'vor b'ksuvim haru samach v'yismach acheyam lefnei ba'al Mashiach. So this was the controversy, because they wanted to get Malkus in order to take away their chiyuv, karis. That is what was suggested for the background. But again, this is the discussion of Malkus and Mammon. Another important point here is that we know that the Gemara here discusses the Isser Malacha of Yantif. So we know Yantif, you get Malkus. Get Malkus. The Shaila that the Rishonim ask, Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel, asks, why isn't Yantif a classic example of a Lav Shebeklalos? We discussed in the past couple of days that anything that's not dumya delav tachasima, you're not going to get malchus for. Lav shein b'maisa, lav anita glase, lav shenita lansaraz b'sas bezdin. So here's another one. All-inclusive lav shebeklalos. So the Gemara says, the example of lav shebeklalos is losoch lo aladam. Do not eat the blood. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel has five different limudim, halachas that you learn out from losoch lo aladam. How do you know you're not allowed to eat an animal before it dies? Losochol aladam. How do you know that Bezdin can't eat anything on the day that they kill somebody? Losochol aladam. How do you know that Kohanim can't eat the meat of the Karbanos before the dam is Nizrak? Right? Losochlu aladam. How do you know you don't have Sudas Havra for Haruge Bezdin? Losochol aladam. The Gemara Brachas Daf Yud says, how do you know you're not supposed to eat before davening? Losochol aladam. Losochlu lufnei sha'atem is palam aldimchem. So there's so many. That's an example of a Lav Shebeklalos. You don't get Malkus. So you don't get Malkus for any of those. So ask the Rishonim, but what about Yantif? Why isn't Yantif a Lav Shebeklalos? Right? There are so many different averis of Isser Malacha on Yantif, right? So Lo Sasako Malacha of Yantif should be a Lav Shebeklalos. You shouldn't get Malkus. And you see Beferis that you do get Malkus. Right here, one Gemara right here, our Gemara. Our Gemara says you're going to get Malkus for lighting the fire, right? Or the Gemara Beis Tzadaf Yud Beis talks about if you cook Gid HaNoshe on Yantif, which is not Ochal Nefesh, you can't eat Gid HaNoshe, so you're going to be Chayiv for Bishul. And Loke, the language is Malkus. You're going to get Malkus. So why isn't that a Lav Shebeklalos? So this is known as a Machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. Why is there no Malkus? So they explain why Yontif is not a problem, but you see from their Shita then what would be a problem of Lav Shabbat Klalos. So Tosfos says there, why isn't it a Lav Shabbat Klalos? De Hasa Mifarish Tfei, De Chsiv Avoda, De Mishtama Kol Malacha Shehi Avoda. It says don't do Avoda. So every Malacha that you do is Avoda. So it is. It's not including many different things. There are 20 different ways to do malacha, but every one is fill in the blank. It says malacha, and it's as if it's that's not a lashav. It doesn't include many different things, right? It's a lav. This is it, as if the Torah says it, right? That's the Tosfos. The Ramban says, a different pshat. The Ramban says, you know what? Yontif is a lashav klos. It's all one shame iser. It's all one shame iser. If you have five different averis, then fine. But if you have, the Ramban says, as long as you have one, only one shame iser, so that is not a lav shabbat klalos, that is specific. So I once heard that you might say there's a difference. What is the problem of lav shabbat klalos? A lav hakolel? A lav that includes many different things? That would be a lav shabbat klalos? That's the Ramban. And that's why yontif is not, because it only includes one shame iser. Or is a lav shabbat klalos a lav klali? Something general that might not even have a push up shot that includes many different things, right? But Tosfos is not something general. It's specific. It has many different ways he could do it, but it's specific. L'satzaka malacha, right? So therefore, that's a major discussion, again, why Yontif is not a lav shabbat klalos. Again, Tosfos and Sanhedrin, the Ramban and Shoresh Tes. Rav Schechter has a whole simon about this in Eretz HaSvi, simon lamed vav. And he starts off discussing that machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. Okay, let's get back to our sugya. Once we're talking about that Mishnah in Ksubis, beginning of the third parak, so we ask one more thing about it. So Me'ata, according to, or we just have just continuation first. Me'ata Ilanaris, Deloka Rabbanan. So one second. So let's just get this clear. The Mishnah Ilanaris that says Yerchayev Aknas, that's not going like Rabbi Meir. It's going like the Rabbanon. The Marafolda points out, we said this earlier, that it must be like Rabbi Meir, if you're following within Reish Lakish. But we want to know if the Mishnah, not only the Seifa, the Achosa line, proves like Rabbi Meir, what about the Reisha line that talks about the Lavin, right? Like Mamzeres. Mamzeres, you're going to be Chayv a Lav there too. So is that only according to Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Matanya. Look at the Pnei Moshe's Girsa. No, maybe not. Tipater, the Reisha could be Divrei Hakol, B'mamzer Shabal Mamzeres, B'nehon. Right? Maybe there's a case where you're not going to get a Malkus. Right? Mamzer, Shabal Mamzeres, that's Mutter. And therefore, there's only going to be Knas. If a Mamzer is Ma'anis and Mamzeres, there's Knas. And therefore, that first line of the Mishnah doesn't have to be only Rabbi Meir, who says Loki or Mishalim, but it could be the Rabbanan as well. One more line. The Mishnah there says, Eishes Achiv. Eishes Achiv. Then you pay a knas. Eishes Achiv, your brother's wife. So, says the Gemara, what's that case talking about? You only pay a knas if she's a Nara B'sula. So, brother's wife. So, two things. Number one, if she's still married to your brother, that's what the Mishnah's talking about, that can't be, because that would be Chayvei Misa. And the first Mishnah there is talking about Chayvei Karis, not Chayvei Misa. So, it can't be where the Eishes Achiv is still married to your brother. Right? And number two, it can't be where they had children, because then she's not a Besula. If she's not a Besula, so then she's not Chayev a Knas anyway. So she has to be one without children and not married. So isn't that Yibum? Lav Yevim Tohi? Isn't that Yibum? That's what Chaim Kanievsky explains on the bottom. Dal Karchach B'Shemes Achiv. It must be that the brother died. The Ilomes, right, Tosfos elsewhere says it could also be where he divorced. But then there wouldn't be Yibum. That could be an answer. But if it's the Havamin here that he died, the Ilomes, if he didn't die, typically we shouldn't have Eishes Ish. That's a Chayvei Misa. The Alkarcha Be'en Lobanim, must be there are no children. Ta Knas Leka Ela Benara Sheish La Besulim. Can have children, she must be a Besula. Ube Eishes Achim in a Erisin Uda Airi. He must be Eishes Achim in a Erisin. Ta Kati Lobala. So she must be a Besula. She must not be married anymore. And therefore, isn't that the Mitzvah of Yibum? Is that the Mitzvah of Yibum? So the Gemara answers again. One answer could have been, she's a Grusha. But the other answer, Tiftar, the Pnei Moshe says, Shahayu la'echav banim, a person's brother had children, but then he got married again. Ve'ires isha v'meis. He married a different woman, he had erisim with a different woman, Anara, and that woman, and then he dies. U'bachi v'ansa. And then the man, so there's no Mitzvah of Yibum, because his brother has kids with another wife. So therefore, there's no mitzvah yibam, and that's the case. That's the case. The umeis again, the iras isha, vameis uba achiv vaansa. Right, that's the girsa that we have in the Pnei Moshe. So that's just trying to figure out that case in Ksubis. Okay, next mishnah. Bas Kohen shenisseis liYisrael, a bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael, she can no longer eat truma. She grew up eating truma, but now she can no longer eat truma. But there's a vestige. There's a vestige of status. Why? Because what if her husband dies and they don't have any children, then she could go back to her father's house and eat truma again. That's a din daraisa. So what happens to Bas Kohen shenisseis liYisrael? She's not allowed to eat truma. She ate truma. She ate truma, and she's married to the Kohen, and she's married to Yisrael. Mishalama says the Karen, she has to pay the Karen to Kohanim, because she was mazik, or stole. But Veinam Mishalama says a Chomesh, but she doesn't pay the Chomesh, because she's still someone who could go back. Look at the Mara, fold on top, to Kohenesi. She's a Bas Kohen. V'ksiv v'kolzer lo yochal kodesh. Yatazu she'in a Zara. She's not a total Zara. V'efsher lo she'toshuv l'beis avia. Binura. Maybe she'll go back. There's a possibility she might eat truma again, so she's not considered a regular zara, so she doesn't pay the chomesh. And also, if she's mizane, she gets sreifa, right? Unlike Abbas Yisrael. Abbas Yisrael is if she's mizane takas baila, special also. Gzeras akasiv, the pasuk says in Vayikra, chaf aleph, Abbas Yisrael, it doesn't matter if she's married to a Yisrael, Bas Kohen, even if she's married to a Yisrael, she's chayeves sreifa. So this is only, though, where she can go back. What happens if Nisei's Lechen Mikol Apsulin? If a Bas Kohen marries Nivala Lepasola, somebody who she's pasul to, who she's not allowed to marry, that like a Chalal, a Nasin, a Mamzer, then she can never eat Truma again. So then, Mishalem es Karen v'chomesh yimisasa v'chenek de'ber b'meir. Meir says she's like a Bas Yisrael. She's like a Bas Yisrael. She loses her old status. She's like a Zara. And therefore, she Karen and Chomesh and Chenek. V'chachamim omrim now. The Chachamim say still she's not. Zu v'zu, mishalmos es hakeren ve'en mashalmos es hachomesh, umisasim misreifa. The Rabbanan say, no, this, even if she's nivala lepasola, still, if she was born a bas kohen, that stays with her. She'll never be a full zara. She won't be able to eat truma, but she'll never be a full zara. Good. There's an important Meshech Chachma, I'll just mention where it is, on the Pasuk in B'Shalach of Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, about the difference between a Kohenes Shenivalo Pasola and a Leviya, comparing that to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, hopefully we'll get back to that. But it says the Mishnah, Hamachal Esban of Ketanim, if somebody gives Truma to their young children don't know. So the parents have to, don't have to pay the Chomesh because they didn't do it. But if that happens, we'll see, there's not going to be any Chomesh because there wasn't a Maisa Achila of a Bar Chiyuva. That's Avada, being Dol Mektanim, or Avadim, even if they're older. Ho'ochal Chumas Chutz La'aretz. If somebody's Chum of Chutz La'aretz, which is only in Chayiv, only Chum of Midrabanon. The Ochal Pachos Mikazayas Chuma. If somebody's less than a Kazayas of Chuma, even if it's worth a Pruta. But it's less than a gezayis, it's not a maisa achila. Mishalim es hakeren, v'ina mishalim es hachomesh. In all these cases, you pay keren and hachomesh, v'tashlumin chulin. And the tashlumin are chulin, because in all these cases, it wasn't a full-fledged avera of eating truma. And imras hakohen limcholo, mochel. And if the kohen wants to be mochel, he can be mochel, because it's not a kapara payment. We'll get back to that, but let's just finish. Ze haklal, kol mishalim keren v'chomesh. The tashlumin truma. Anybody who has to pay Karen and Chomesh and the tashlumin have to be truma, meaning it's chulin, sheroi lios truma, imras hakohen limchol, eina mochel. The coin cannot be mochel, because that's a kapara payment. V'ma mishalim is a Karen, v'eina mishalim is a Chomesh. But if you pay Karen and not the Chomesh, v'tashlumin chulin, then it's just a chiyuv mamon, imras hakohen limchol mochel. Then the coin can be mochel. There is a discussion in the Mefarshim on Mishnayos here. So it says katan. So a katan, why is a katan different? Because the katan is not a bar chiyuva. Right? The Mara Folda here says, lav b'nei chiyuva ninu. So the katan is not a bar chiyuva. What about an eved? It says an eved, even bein gadol bein katan. Why an eved? So the Bar Tanura says, again, lav b'nei chiyuva ninu. Lav b'nei chiyuva ninu. Says the Tosfos Yontif, that's wrong. What do you mean? An eved is a bar chiyuva? An eved is a bar chiyuva. Right, Ratzalomar, what must the Bar Tanura mean? We can't be mechayev for him because he doesn't have his own pocketbook. Komashakana evikana rabo. Avavada is b'nei chiyuva ninu. The Eved is not like a katan. Shem hayalahem shemuchiyevim l'shalim. If they had, they would be chayev. They would be chayev. So that's shot number one. But then the Tosfos Yontif says, unless, maybe the Bar Tanura is not telling me a chiddush about Eved, but it's telling me a chiddush about katan. Lefisha harav kasav zeh hatam a'avadav v'gam abanav hakatanim v'lo chilek b'neihem. Maybe, since the Bar Tanura wasn't machalik between children, katanim and avadim, maybe he's trying to tell us that just like an eved is chayev, but he just can't pay, so too a katan. The gam katan amazik lav ben chiyuv hu ba'odo katan, aval kishayagdil chayev l'shalim. This is the sugya of whether when a katan doesn't have avera, is it a maisa avera with a patur, or it's not even a maisa avera. So he alludes, he says, look in the goza shri, look in the, it's the Gemara Baba Kama Tzadichesh, which sounds like one of the Amoram paid when he got older, the Hagos HaShri back in Achovel, back in the 8th parak, right, has a discussion. Again, this is a big sugya, right? He said, Miu katan chayav l'shalam kishayagdil, v'chem pirish Rashi, on that tzadiches, right? So, big discussion. Our children, is that a maisa avera? Again, should the parents pay? Okay, but is that a maisa avera with a patur, or is that not even a maisa avera? Maybe the nafkamina, when they get older, would they have to pay for it? Okay, one more line. Kachi masnisa, just to know that you don't, the Gemara says, just so you don't misunderstand, zinsa misasa besreifa. Doesn't mean she's going to get sreifa for eating truma. Zinsa misasa besreifa, period. So I'll have to stop there. We'll pick up with my time, the Rebbe Meir.